and welcome to HW News. Weeks after pulling out from the BJP government, the central government, TDP, the Telugu Desam Party, led by Chandrababu Naidu, has decided to quit National Democratic Alliance as well. Not only that, the party is quitting NDA, but it has also moved a no confidence motion against BJP, against the central government in the Lok Sabha. Now that it is supporting its rival YSR Congress party in the no confidence motion against BJP government, the BJP government has received quite embarrassment from this action of its once ally. We have with us Mr. Sujit Nair, our managing editor, to talk about this. So, how this affects BJP's prospect in 2019?
See, NDA going away, allies of NDA going away, it's definitely going to affect BJP's prospects. There's no two questions about it. TDP, Shiva Sena, SAD, that is Shiromani Akali Dal, these were allies who were always with NDA. These were allies who actually helped NDA. And these were allies which is going to play a very important role in 2019. See, what happened in 2014 is somewhere down the line, Modi wave that was there in 2014 actually took BJP to a different level. And somewhere down the line, again, that level in which BJP reached in 2014, BJP started thinking that they are going to stay in that level. They are still in that epitome of Modi wave.
Isn't that an arrogance?
Call it arrogance, call it wrong strategy, call it absolutely misjudgment, call it anything, call it whatever you feel like. But the fact remains that BJP forgot the fact that possible Modi wave is over. Okay, that's something that BJP didn't recognize. Even if they recognize, they have not shown it. So somewhere down the line, they continue to believe that there is Modi wave, and they continue to treat their allies very poorly. Now, there are two things. I'm just going to digress a little to make my point. You see, BJP was always a younger brother and Shiva Sena an elder brother in Maharashtra. Okay, Shiva Sena was actually the stature it got in the state. Okay, this is before Modi. Okay, it was always Balasaheb Thackeray. Okay, who reigned. And who, because of whom, BJP got a fan base, BJP got a platform in Mumbai, in Maharashtra. Now, the point is, somewhere down the line, when Modi came in, when the Modi wave happened, when they swept the Maharashtra polls, okay, they realized that they don't need Shiv Sena. I think they didn't think long term. The next thing they did is, they said, okay, yaar, jo vaada kiya tha, wo bhul jao. You know, the assembly elections, we are going to fight differently. And they fought separately. Okay, Shiv Sena had no other choice but to go back and join BJP's government. Somewhere, that was something that people actually noticed. That was, the allies noticed it. I remember speaking to somebody from TDP during that period of time, and that person saying that, look, you know, it is, you know, the way Shiv Sena was treated was very bad. I remember somebody speaking from TDP. Okay, and I also remember writing an editorial at that point in time where I said that, look, you know, what are the other allies saying? Everybody started getting this fear that, you know what, we are going to get eaten up. We are going to get usurped by BJP. And that fear, more than all the special status and all, that is all good. That's all fine. That's all true too. But more than all of that, there was a clear fear that in 2019, you know, they would get usurped. A. That is why all these allies are started to question. Number one. Number two is, before, in 2014, in 2015, Modi wave was so powerful that these regional parties were irrelevant. Shiv Sena had no other choice but to join BJP in state. Otherwise, they would have got wiped off. In fact, there was almost a debate, a national debate, whether Shiv Sena is going to continue as a party or not, whether Shiv Sena would be wiped off. Okay, so they had no choice but to take. Now, mind you, come 2018, there is no longer a Modi wave, and BJP is not that impregnable BJP which it was, which it used to be. And all of a sudden, kaboom, there is a chance BJP is not happening and BJP needs NDA. These people realized that. This is payback time. So more than all special status and all of that, this is pure payback time. And that's exactly what these guys are doing. That's exactly what all this is about.
Sir, also, Let us talk about the no confidence motion moved by the TDP and YSR Congress party. Almost all the other parties, majority of the opposition parties are supporting it. Do you think, as the non-confidence motion suggests, that the BJP government has failed to uphold its responsibilities at some level?
No. I tell you, BJP did what it thought is right. Now, whether what it thought is right or not, that's a different issue. That's a different debate. We'll debate it. But BJP did what it thought is right. Chandrababu Naidu was with BJP. He was an ally of BJP. He had two ministers in the center. Shiv Sena had two ministers in the center. So, see, all this is kind of okay. I mean, this is now saying no confidence, now saying all of a sudden they find Narendra Modi not functioning. All okay. Oh, I don't think. This is vengeance, Aarti. This is vengeance. This is nothing but vengeance. Okay? They want to strike back. They want to show BJP now the power. Okay, and obviously the oppositions are going to come because see, today logic is very simple, Aarti. Aarti, it is not about a strategy or something. This is pure survival. No single party in this country can stand against BJP and win. No single party, right from Congress to any other parties, be it Congress, be it DMK, be it Samajwadi Party, be it Bahujan Samaj Party, or be it TDP, nobody can stand against BJP and win. BJP is still quite powerful that way. BJP is still quite popular that way. The only way they can make a dent, they can make a difference, is if they unite together. They showed that in Bihar, when the party is united against BJP and Nitish Kumar became the chief minister. Of course, Nitish then ditched the Grand Alliance. He's going to pay for it. He's definitely going to pay for it in Bihar. But okay, that's his strategy. But the point is, it worked in Bihar. Okay, then it worked in Gujarat. Well, I'm sure the opposition didn't win. I mean, Congress and their allies didn't win. But the fact is, they really made a dent in Gujarat. They made a statement. And that was because of unity. So, somewhere you will see unity in Karnataka. Bhaspa, Communist and JDS has come together. Okay, the only reason possibly they are not joining in with Congress is because they don't want to get into the anti-incumbency fallout of Congress, which could definitely happen. So, coming together is the next mantra. And we will see a lot of this happening. And believe me, 2019 will be everybody versus BJP. It'll be everybody versus BJP. I hope BJP manages to retain some of his allies. If they do, great. Otherwise, they're into trouble.
Sir, as you said, that BJP seems to be cornered in upcoming 2019 Lok Sabha elections. So, in such a scenario where it is cornered and everybody is against them, the opposition has united, what will be the strategy of BJP?
See, look at what is happening in Maharashtra. BJP is good. There was a statement from a BJP MP yesterday saying that, anything, whatever we do, whatever, how much ever Shiv Sena may fire us, how much ever Shiv Sena may humiliate us, end of the day, we are all brothers, we will all fight together. See, now the tone has changed. All of a sudden, BJP's tone has changed. I'm not saying Modi is doing it, or I'm not saying Amit Shah has tone has changed, but definitely the rank and file of BJP tone has changed. See, that arrogant self of BJP has slowly changing. It's slowly changing. It's no longer sure that the country is with them and all that. They are no longer sure. There's a very, very formidable number of people who are anti them. But the fact remains that, so obviously, I think BJP will soften up more. You will see a much more softer version of BJP. You'll see a much more softer version of Modi and Amit Shah duo. And obviously, they are going to woo NDA partners. They will try to woo them back. And they will also try to get more allies. I'm sure that will happen. But more importantly, Aarti, the way I think it's going to happen is, see, BJP is still going to win a good sizable number of seats. Unlike what Shiv Sena said today, 100 seats and all, I don't think that's the correct figure. BJP is still going to win a sizable number of seats in Lok Sabha, which is nothing close to 282 which they have. Nothing close to that. But yeah, they still manage 180, 200, to my understanding. And then the problem will be, they will need NDA support. They will need allies. And the allies then will be more against Modi and Amit Shah duo than actually BJP itself. So the anger, if you see, is rooted more towards Modi and Amit Shah rather than BJP itself. So the chances are that this anger, the cost of all this allies breaking up and all, would maybe the tab would have to be borne by Modi and Amit Shah more than anybody else. More than BJP, it will be Modi and Amit Shah, number one. Number two, with all this allies moving out, with such problems happening across India, Gorakhpur going out of their hand, which also makes all of a sudden everything gets shaken up in Uttar Pradesh. With all this happening, another thing that may happen is somewhere, I think, the Advani camp, which has been quiet till now, the Advani camp is going to get active. Okay, Advani camp will be playing some role to ensure that the Modi camp is destabilized. How much ever people say that there is no Advani camp, how much ever people say that there is no two camps in BJP, it is evident that there are two camps. Why did Yashwant Sinha start talking about anti-BJP right now? Why is Shatrughan Sinha, who kept quiet all this while, started talking anti-BJP right now? And why are these two people so close to Advani? So somewhere down the line, look at why didn't they speak in 2016? Why didn't they speak in 2015? Why didn't they speak in... It all started end of 2017 or early 2018. Why? Because it's close to 2019. So the fact is, the strategy was planned and the strike was decided. Then and they started striking. Now, the next thing is the alliance. Once the alliance breaks, this opposition, the so-called Yashwant Sinha gang, you'll see them swelling. So you'll have a Kirti Azad. Now you'll have, you know, this group will swell. This group will get more powerful. And that's also going to affect. So two things that will affect Narendra Modi and Amit Shah more than BJP is A, the allies going against them. B, Advani camp making a comeback, making a strike.
Sir, there's another question that arises from your answer. If BJP, even in 2019, projects Narendra Modi as their prime ministerial candidate, the allies will be pushed away. The allies will feel pushed away. As you said, because allies are more upset with Modi and Shah duo than the BJP. So, is there a possibility that we will see a different prime ministerial face from BJP?
See, I have a very strong feeling that this could be a fact. This could be a fact. As on today, it doesn't look like it, but it could be a fact. There may have to have a different prime ministerial candidate. People like Nitin Gadkari, who was very close to RSS. People like Rajnath Singh. People like Sushma Swaraj, but she's unwell. But she would have been the most ideal option. But there could be a prime ministerial candidate. But these are all, as you say, these are all guess. But it looks very likely, Aarti, which in 2014, we wouldn't even dream of it. Okay, but yeah, currently it looks very likely. But one thing is for sure, we have spoken to people from Shiv Sena, we've spoken to people from TDP, we've spoken to people from various people from Shiromani Akali Dal. And the more people we speak to, the anger seems to be not with the BJP, but with Narendra Modi per se. Or his actions, his inactions, whatever it is. But that seems to be. So yeah, maybe it will be. It definitely will be a possibility.
We talked about the NDA getting weaker and weaker because of the allies leaving it. Let's also talk about the opposition, which will get stronger because the allies are leaving NDA. So what do you think in 2019, as the Congress is projecting it under the leadership of Rahul Gandhi, will opposition parties unite?
See, let's be very clear. Rahul Gandhi is leader only in the eyes of Congress party. Okay, Rahul Gandhi is not a national leader. Okay, Rahul Gandhi versus Modi, Rahul Gandhi doesn't stand a chance. Let's be real about this. Okay, he's trying his best, possibly, but he still doesn't stand a chance. Modi is a far taller leader than Rahul Gandhi. So, let's not kid ourselves on that one. Okay, number one. Number two is still such time that the opposition doesn't have a very strong face, a very strong leader, a very strong brand ambassador. You know, if I may use the word brand ambassador, primarily what I mean is the person who represents the absolutely. Till then, I don't think opposition is going to make any dent. Of course, they will cause a lot of problems. They will definitely get BJP down to 180, 200. That they will definitely do. But I don't think, therefore, they are going to be the next government will be anywhere. But I still think the next government is still BJP. The next leader, the next prime minister may be a question mark.
If at all, sir, the opposition has to project someone as their brand ambassador, as their leader, who will it be in your eyes?
No, I have no idea. I have absolutely no idea. I don't see any clear national leader amongst the opposition. I don't see a single national leader amongst the opposition. Somehow, I thought Rahul Gandhi was doing a good job. I still don't consider, I stand with what I said before. Compared to Modi, he doesn't stand a chance. But I still thought that Rahul Gandhi was doing well in Gujarat. But I was very disappointed after I saw what he did in Northeast. Even he was not even present in Northeast. So I thought that he would give a tough fight to BJP in Northeast. I thought he would give a tough fight. He would retain Meghalaya. He would do a lot of efforts to retain Meghalaya. I found him absolutely not there. So I don't know. This is, you know, this is kind of off and on kind of an attitude. I don't know, Arati, whether that is going to... So I don't see answering a question, I don't see a leader.
Now, in the wake of allies leaving NDA and abandoning BJP, the future, the 2019 Lok Sabha election future seems to be a little bleaker for BJP. Now, it remains to be seen what the next step of BJP will be. That's all for today. For more latest updates on politics and current affairs, keep watching SW News.